Hey everyone, this is Craig Ballantyne from TurbulenceTraining.com and TransformationContest.com, and this week we're going to switch it up a bit. Now, usually you know I talk about fat loss and fat-burning workouts, but this week we're going to switch it up, take a look at one of the muscle-building programs I've done. It's actually called Turbulence Training Dumbbell Mass Workouts at Home, and for this one you can actually build muscle in the comfort of your own home without barbells, without machines, and we're going to show you how to do that with dumbbell exercises and bodyweight exercises. Now, for people that want fat loss workouts, you can always check out my blog at ttfatloss.com because we're always putting new fat loss workouts up there. For example, just the other day I put up some five-minute fat-burning workouts for you to check out. So you can go and get some free fat-burning workouts at ttfatloss.com. But let's look at Monday's transformation tip of the week. Now, I'm going to pick on the guys here because a lot of guys come to me and they talk about how they want to lose fat so they can see their abs. But the problem is a lot of these guys are already really skinny in the first place. So if they were able to lose fat and see their abs a little bit better, they probably don't have a lot of muscle mass and they end up looking not so good. So, you know, the focus is always on abs, 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 but it's really an overall complete picture that you want to go for if you're on the beach. So I've put together these rules where if you're 5'8", which is my height, and you're under 160 pounds, then you really should probably focus on building muscle, not trying to lose fat. And that's simply for an aesthetic, I want to look great at the beach attitude, because putting on some muscle will probably help you look better. Because, again, bodybuilding is a bit of an illusion. You know, it's not necessarily the guy who's the the heaviest or who always has the best abs, but, I mean, just the proportions of their body. So, you know, take that into account. Give yourself a hard look up and down in the mirror. If, you know, if this is really what you're all about right now is taking things to the next level in your physique and not about, you know, general fat loss. Like I said, we usually cover that every week, but I decided to talk about some muscle building this week and some advanced stuff. So, again, take a hard look at your physique and what you need to change. And women, you know, we certainly can talk about some of these exercises and even this program for you as well. A lot of women want to add curves in all the right spots, and so when people are, or when women are shying away from some of the resistance or from some of the exercises like lunges, I really think that they will actually do them a lot of benefit. And again, the most important thing for you to do is an honest assessment of yourself in the mirror and figure out where the muscle needs to be put on, where the fat needs to be taken off, and then decide what program and what exercises, rather than just going on a stereotypical, you know, this is what this actor or actress used, I'm going to use the same program, when their body type may be entirely different, when their goals are different, when their genetic ability is different, and when their current situation is so much different. So think about it. You know, we've certainly got a turbulence training program for almost every situation, so focus on that and finding the right program for you. So let's take a look at Workout A from TT Dumbbell Mass at Home. This is April 2006, I believe. And in this program, you're going to do three workouts per week, and we're going to start with an upper body focused workout. In the first superset, you're going to do dumbbell chest presses and then the maximum number of pull-ups that you can do. So surprisingly, pull-ups actually work your chest a lot more than most people think. So you probably won't be able to get as many pull-ups as you might be able to do completely fresh. Then in the second superset, we have dumbbell incline presses and dumbbell chest-supported row on an incline bench. And I really like this exercise. Talked about it a couple times on the podcast before. Your chest down on an incline bench, and you hold dumbbells at arm's length, and you really squeeze your shoulder blades together and row those dumbbells up. Now, after you've completed the third round of this superset, what you're going to do in each exercise is decrease the weight by 10% and then try and get 8 more reps, so a little bit of a drop set in there just for more volume. And then so a real surprise here for two exercises in the third superset. You don't see these in many, if at all, any other turbulence training program. So we have a dumbbell chest fly and then a dumbbell lateral raise with a slight forward lean. So the dumbbell chest fly is a classic pectoral exercise, and it does work. Certainly there's more chest work in this program than you will see in most turbulence training programs, but it is a muscle building program. So you're going to have that exercise, and you're going to follow that up with a dumbbell lateral raise, you know, raising the dumbbells up out to your side with a slight forward lean so that we start to move the stress back to towards the medial deltoids and even perhaps back to the posterior deltoids a little bit. So not a full bent over lateral raise, but one with a slight forward lean. Get a nice strong stance, abs braced, hips back, knees bent, and you'll be able to do that exercise properly and get maximum results. All right, so now we're into Tuesday. I want you to do 30 minutes of activity. I believe that if you really want to gain a lot of muscle mass, you don't need to do traditional cardiovascular exercise. I mean, your heart is not going to explode if you take 4 weeks off from cardiovascular exercise. And, of course, we know that because in the turbulence training programs, we don't even find it a necessity there. But, you know, you don't have to do interval training. For an off-day activity, if you're trying to build muscle mass, just, you know, walking, doing mobility exercises, maybe yoga if that's what you're into, sports if that's what you're into. But, you know, just staying active and overcoming whatever stress you go through in the day. So, for example, if you're a desk jockey, a sit-down at the chair all day long type person, you should really be focusing on some upper back mobility, some perhaps getting into some yoga because that can certainly help. But just doing some foam rolling and some stretching and staying active for at least 30 minutes will help your cause quite a bit. Now, I mentioned the TT blog there a minute ago for fat loss workout articles, but we've also got some very controversial nutrition articles up on the blog in the past little bit. For example, I did one on the skinny beach diet, and you can find that one on the blog, and I talk about why I don't think that, you know, you have to follow their program. And then we're also going to do some interviews with a vegan and raw food diet expert. So I don't necessarily think you have to be a vegan or raw food or vegetarian to live a long life and be healthy. I mean, I do eat meat on a regular basis, not every day, but, you know, two or three times per week, I would say. And I think that you can live a long and happy, healthy life, and you don't need to be caught up in some of the scaremongering. And Brad Pilon will be interviewed on the blog, and he talks a lot about common sense nutrition, and he also shows us what a lot of scaremongering is doing and whether or not it actually has, you know, it's applicable to life and whether, you know, things are going to change or not if you eat meat once per week and if you eat it even more than that. So we're going to talk about that quite a bit. And then I also have a recent blog post on how to lower your cholesterol in 5 easy steps. So please check that out, and you'll find an amazing success story of one of the Turbulence Training Transformation Contest winners and how they cut their cholesterol in half just with simple stuff that you can do that isn't going to cost you any money. All right, so let's go to Wednesday, workout B of the Dumbbell Mass at Home program. Obviously, we're going to go and do some lower body stuff now because we've done a lot of upper body stuff, and we actually do some lower body and abdominal exercises in this program here. So, again, dumbbell exercises only, preferably if you have a set of adjustable dumbbells, it'll be best. But some of these supersets are paired between a dumbbell and a bodyweight exercise. So the first superset is a dumbbell split squat paired with a plank with your arms on the ball. And as I mentioned many times on these calls, a plank with your elbows on the ball is more effective at working your abdominals than a regular plank with your elbows just down on the ground. In the second superset, you're going to do a dumbbell Romanian deadlift paired with a dumbbell Bulgarian split squat. Now, if you're not comfortable doing the Romanian deadlift, you can do something like a stability ball leg curl. It's obviously not going to give you as much hypertrophy and muscle growth, but it is an excellent exercise that will help you strengthen your hamstrings if you don't want to do the Romanian deadlift. And then in the third superset, we're actually going to change this from what it was in the manual, but it was in the manual dumbbell reverse lunge paired with a stability ball ab crunch with the medicine ball, but, you know, I really, really just don't see any reason to have the crunches in there. You can build your abs without putting as much stress on your lower back. So I would replace that with a stability ball ab rollout. And certainly my programs have changed over time and have evolved to be even better and safer for everyone. And so, you know, there's no need to take the risk of having that stability ball crunch in your program. So use the ab rollout. I think it's a much better exercise. And then you're going to do dumbbell single leg calf raise. And in the last exercise there, it's not a superset, but you can just go back and forth, doing one leg and switching to the other. So calf raises, you don't see those a lot in the turbulence training workouts, of course. And you know, in here we're trying to build maximum muscle, so that's why you see it. All right, into Thursday, 30 minutes of fun activity, hiking, mobility, walking, doesn't matter. Just make sure that it doesn't interfere with your goals. You know, that's the most important thing here, is that we are really in training. Every time you do a turbulence training workout, you're in training, and that's why you don't train as much, because each workout is high quality and doesn't want to interfere with the next. And that's why you don't have to see us working out every day at a high intensity. Now, I want to give you the first of many vegetarian recipes that you're going to see in the newsletter now, coming from a California fitness and nutrition expert. Her name is Cardina Paza, and she has given me this week a recipe called chocolate truffles. And I believe this is actually a raw recipe, so it's not just vegetarian, but it is full-on vegan and raw. But it's called chocolate truffles, and it sounds pretty darn good. So let's talk about it here, and let's all experiment with it, and maybe talk about it on the blog and see how it went for you. So the first ingredient is 1 cup of raw walnuts or slash almonds. Pardon me. Then 3 to 4 tablespoons of raw cacao or cocoa powder. It will say on the package if it is raw. Then you're going to put in 1/2 cup of dates or 4 tablespoons of raw honey or raw agave nectar to taste. So I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. It might be agave nectar or agave nectar. I'm not sure. It's a little new to me. But that is in there to taste. And then 1 teaspoon of cinnamon or dash to taste. And then 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, a dash of salt, and 1 tablespoon of raw coconut oil. So those are all raw ingredients. And then you're going to blend all the ingredients in food processor until almost smooth. You may need to modify the ingredients a bit to get the taste you like, but then you can roll the chocolate truffles into balls and have as treats, or you can crumble them over fresh cut fruit. So we will try making that on our own here, but hopefully I'm going to get to meet Cardina next month in California, and maybe I'll encourage her to make me some before I meet her. And she can show us some of the amazing stuff that she can make just with raw ingredients. So I know this might sound a little out there to some of you, but, you know, you certainly don't have to go all raw, but you can try some of this stuff. And certainly variety is the key to staying healthy and happy and also to fat loss. As my friend Brad Pilon says, you know, if we're trying to focus on a variety of foods, it keeps us from overeating some of the foods that we just eat nonstop all the time. So there you go, a raw food recipe. You may never have expected to hear that on the Turbulence Training Podcast, but you have one there. Now, I also want to talk about Workout C here on Friday. And so we're going to take a look at Workout C from TT Mass at Home, the dumbbell bodyweight program. And we're going to start with dumbbell seated shoulder presses and dumbbell deep step-ups in the first superset. So you see we're doing a total body, upper body, lower body workout here to finish off the week. In supersets 2, you're going to do bicep chin-ups and dumbbell close grip floor press, which is a total upper body superset, but also focusing on the arms. And you may never have heard the phrase bicep chin-ups. And so what I'm talking about here is regular chin-ups, but I want to focus on using your biceps more than your lats. And it'll change the way that you pull yourself up to the bar, you know, instead of initiating the movement from under your shoulder with the lats there and squeezing your shoulder blades together and pulling from your lats, you're going to do a little bit more of a flexed arm hang with the bicep chin-up. So you're going to put a little more stress on the biceps. Now, if you don't have the equipment to do the chin-ups, you can do dumbbell incline curls, one of my favorite bicep exercises. Or if you can't do the full chin-ups, you can simply do the 4-second lowering phase for chin-ups for 6 to 8 repetitions. So your arms will be quite sore from that the first time you do it. So you may only want to do 1 round of that superset. Now into superset 3, we're actually doing even more arm work for the rest of this workout. So, you know, there's a little bit of total body stuff at the start, but then really getting the arm workouts. And you're going to do dumbbell standing one-arm curl and then dumbbell overhead one-arm extension. That's the only time I put that exercise in there, and I think I was kind of stretching things because, you know, the dumbbell overhead one arm extension is very bodybuilder like exercise and probably a little redundant in the grand scheme of things here. So you could actually even skip that superset. Now, after you complete the third round of that superset, if you want to do a drop set, you can decrease the weight by 10% and try and get 8 more repetitions. But this is a better superset here, number 4. Dumbbell hammer curls paired with dumbbell lying tricep extension. And dumbbell lying tricep extension is my favorite tricep exercise to go along with the dumbbell incline curls is one of my favorite bicep exercises. So that's a really good upper body superset, or arm superset. So you, as you can see, that workout there was a lot of fun, and so I always like people to put a little bit of fun in on their Friday workouts. You know, you've worked hard all week, enjoy things on the weekend, and have a little fun, throw in your favorite exercises, even if it means a couple extra minutes in the gym. And then on Saturday, it's our social support Saturday, our favorite day of the week, because we get to, you know, catch up with people and, you know, share what's working, and that's what you should be doing, whether it's online or offline. You should have a social support network because studies show that social support helps us lose fat. You know, in one study, it showed that the more time you spend on a forum, the more weight you'll lose. Another study showed that if you get professional help and you're accountable to them, you'll have greater success. And another study showed that if you have a workout buddy who is also succeeding, then you will have greater chance of succeeding yourself. So into Sunday, plan, shop, and prepare day, I also want you to get 30 minutes of activity, and then I want you to focus on getting better produce. You know, maybe going to farmers markets, maybe getting organic food, and maybe growing your own food. So, I mean, this time of year, it's spring here in North America, so we should all be focused on more produce, and then hopefully, you know, spend this summer eating an extra or a new fruit and vegetable each week and, you know, building up a little library of fruits and vegetables that you are more interested in eating, and then you can maintain that over the winter, and so you avoid gaining fat over the winter like you may have in the past. So that's it for this week, a little bit of a change up from many other weeks. We got our raw food diet recipe. We got our muscle-building program, and, of course, we always have more information on the blog at ttfatloss.com. So this is Craig Valentine from TurbulenceTraining.com and TransformationContest.com. We're running out of time for you to enter the contest for this fifth transformation contest, so make sure you do so at TransformationContest.com/rules. I look forward to hearing about your success, and have a great week building muscle and burning fat.